I've spoken often about the impact that our ever more connected human world has on our native plant and animal species. In the case of invasive species, human efforts to connect to new lands and new people can result in the introduction of plant, animal, or insect that can often produce devastating consequences for native species. The battle against invasive species is real, and environmental education organizations like Irvine Nature Center are on the front lines. Native species are almost always the loser when it comes to the introduction of an invasive species. Our native populations often are not equipped to handle an exotic outsider, which may prove to be poisonous, noxious, or just downright confusing for our local flora and fauna. Humans are in the unique position to make meaningful strides against invasive species. We have the capacity to bring a species to its knees through deforestation, overhunting, or development, and it's my belief that when we can, we should use this power for the benefit of our native species. This means capturing, eliminating, and in some cases, eating invasive species. We've made great strides against a number of invasive insect populations by coordinated efforts to exterminate both adults and larvae. The Department of Natural Resources suggests killing snakehead fish if they're caught, and invasive weeds and plants should be pulled and destroyed at the root. For some invasive plants in particular, the best way to beat them is to eat them. This is especially true for garlic mustard, an invasive plant that you can find throughout our area. Garlic mustard was originally introduced to North America in the 1800s by Europeans. The plant was cultivated for food, as well as for perceived medicinal properties, and is native to Europe, Scandinavia, and the British Isles, Northwest Africa, and as far east as China. It was a popular food source in these areas, and is one of the oldest recorded spices used in European cooking. Evidence of its use has been found in archaeological remains in the Baltic, dating back over 6,000 years. While American colonists didn't understand the potential harm in introducing a useful species like garlic mustard, the modern reality is that this plant is invasive and has resulted in decreased biodiversity in many North American forests. Garlic mustard is toxic or unpalatable to many native herbivores, especially butterflies who mistake the garlic mustard plant for a suitable place to lay eggs. As caterpillars hatch and feed on the garlic mustard leaves, they die and fail to complete their life cycle. The decline of the West Virginia white butterfly is due in part to the spread of garlic mustard. So what can we humans do about garlic mustard? We can eat it. We do not suffer any ill effects from consuming garlic mustard, and so it is our calling, nay, responsibility, to eat this invasive plant on behalf of all of our native herbivores who cannot. As its name implies, the garlic mustard plant is a little bit mustardy and a little bit garlicky, the resulting flavor being pleasant for a wide range of applications. I like to collect the tender spring leaves of the garlic mustard plants and incorporate them into salads or pesto. You can also cook the leaves and season them as you would spinach or any other leafy green. As the plants mature through the summer months, the leaves become more coarse and flavorful, which means that the incorporation into salads might prove to be overpowering. How can you recognize garlic mustard in the wild? The garlic mustard plant can range from 1 to 4 feet in height. First-year garlic mustard produces a rosette of kidney-shaped leaves. In the second year, a rapidly growing shoot flowers in early spring. You can use your sense of smell to determine that the leaves have a garlic-like odor when crushed. The flowers of garlic mustard are small and white with 4 petals, and grow in clusters among the leaves. If you don't intend to eat garlic mustard, pulling any plants you come across is a good idea. Garlic mustard produces hundreds of seeds that can scatter up to several yards away from the plant. These seeds can lay dormant for up to 5 years before germinating with no natural predators. That's a lot of potential garlic mustard in the future. Together, we can eat our way through this invasive garlic mustard, one delicious pesto pasta and spring salad at a time. You can learn more about our local plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.